Jason Turner.
You mean Utah State couldn't match that?
What's going on, Jay?
What's the deal, huh? Come on, cough up with the big bucks.
Man, that's why Matt Wells left, right, Jason?
You know what? It's got to be a big contributing. It's got to be the biggest reason, right? Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we got all these deep-pocketed boosters and people here in Logan, Utah, so I don't know how the Aggies weren't able to match that.
You know, it's interesting. History. Yeah, it's interesting, though, yeah. Who's left to coach this Utah State football team? Because I was listening to their press conference, and it's a bunch of GAs, right?
There's the three full-time assistants, one of which is obviously the interim head coach. But, yeah, all the graduate assistants, some strength and conditioning people were helping. But, we were definitely all curious as to who was still there when that was addressed during interim coach Miley's Monday press conference.
Jason Turner joining us here in the program. So I want to get into the bowl game here a bit, but the fact Utah State went back to Gary Anderson, and listen, I don't know who else was interviewed for that, but just in reading some stuff online that they had some other names, potentially some up-and-comers and stuff. Was it a comfort factor? What was it that Utah State wanted to get back to Gary Anderson as their head coach?
Well, I mean, I think he's a pretty revered here in Logan, actually. I mean, Utah State was in football outer darkness before Gary came here. Independent for a couple of years in the Sun Belt, just trying to do what they can to survive. And, you know, he definitely brought the program back to respectability. He was very likable guy. I actually never covered the team when Gary was the head coach, mm-hmm. but I know he was very friendly with the media, fans, just a very personable guy. So I think those were two big factors.
What do you know who some of the other candidates were that were interviewed, or have you been able to find out?
Not on the record, but I understand that Rich Rodriguez was one. Coach Helford, the old Oregon coach, was another. I'm pretty sure that Weber State head coach Jay Hill got an interview. Those are the three maybe biggest names.
Right, yeah.
I
know the Weber State guy is a really up-and-comer after the job he did there. I know there were a lot of people, at least in Wyoming fans that were surprised maybe that they didn't actually go after that. But I guess if you found the success that Gary Anderson had previously, I mean, I don't know if safe's the right word. It's a comfortable hire, I guess, more in the lines of that.
I think that's I think comfortable is a good way of putting it, for sure. I mean, there's obviously some risk involved considering how things kind of went down in Oregon State. But, yeah, I mean, he was a proven commodity here. And as long as he has that enthusiasm he had when he was first hired here at Utah State in 2009, I think he's going to do good things.
What's this Utah State team's mindset, after the tough loss at Boise State? And by the way, does it seem like Boise State plays all its big-time games? I know Dave has brought this up.
They play all their
big games at home, right?
I can't figure out how Boise gets every big game on their blue turf. I mean, for years, it seems like whenever you got a chance, to be in the mix with them, you got to go to their place. Now, this year, Fresno at least broke the mold, but good God, don't they ever go on the road?
Well, it seems like with Boise State, if they're in a mix for a conference title late in the season, it does seem like those big games are at home late in the season if they put themselves in that position.
Is there a little bit maybe of a letdown after losing the Boise State game that could have got them into a Mount West title game, or does this team still seem pretty upbeat heading to the New Mexico Bowl?
Boy, that's the million-dollar question, especially with a kind of a makeshift coaching staff. But I will say this, this senior class, none of them have actually been on the field for a bowl victory. There was, I want to say, seven or eight players that were redshirting the 2014 season when they beat UTEP in the New Mexico Bowl. But, I really do think these seniors will be motivated to finally get a bowl victory.
Jason Turner, our guest, Logan Herald Journal. It could be as up-tempo and high-scoring of a bowl game that we see this season, because North Texas with Mason Fine there at quarterback, they put up tons of numbers and they like to go fast. And of course, we know how fast Utah State was, one of the more up-tempo teams in the entire country this year. You're going to have your head on a swivel keeping track of this game, aren't you?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a fast-paced game, but I don't know. It might be a lower scoring game than people suspect. North Texas is only allowing about 21.8 points a game. The Aggies are about the same. And both teams have had a penchant for creating turnovers this year. So, I mean, it could be a high scoring game, but it could be more of a grinded out game too, in terms of at least the final score.
Jason, what is the interest level of this game with the fans? I know it was kind of tough midway through the season to get a lot of interest into Utah State football, even with the wins that were coming. Is there a lot of interest for these fans going to Albuquerque, in your opinion?
I think it's about 50-50. I think, I think fans are first and foremost happy to not be going back to Boise in toward the end of December. Yeah. I think Albuquerque is maybe a more ideal destination than Boise, but I think people were really hopeful to get a chance to play a Power 5 team during the bowl season, but with the Mountain West tie-ins, this is probably about the best they could expect, honestly. I think some fans are definitely frustrated that the conference only has the one tie-in with a Power 5 conference opponent.
All right, good stuff. Jason, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy Albuquerque this weekend and enjoy the game. Should be a good one. Thank you so much.
You bet, Keith.
There you go. There